Thanks very much, Lena. Good afternoon to you all. To begin with, I'd like to extend my gratitude to all of the speakers who have shared their experience of reviewing targets in their countries. I hope that you would support us all. But we had a report last time. We haven't heard such experience from Portugal to get an idea about the situation in countries and what approaches you chose to review in the targets. With regard to Belarus, I have had I've made interventions at a number of fora, and I'm just going to say a few words. The first list of targets in Belarus was established in 2013, and in the last 3 years, 2018 to 2020, with the support of the Protocol Secretariat and the framework of the Water and Health Project, we were offered assistance, and we engaged in reviewing our targets. Now, what was new? Well, we had interagency coordination. The three ministries were key. Other stakeholders also took part as needed. So the key bodies were the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of the Environment, and the Ministry of Housing. So when reviewing the targets, we proceeded primarily from the GLASS analysis findings which were conducted. The degree of attaining earlier targets and the relevance of these targets today as we are reviewing them. So we have reviewed that all against the backdrop of SDGs, so we could conduct processes in interlinked areas in parallel. What I can say is that when reviewing our targets, we of course took into account new targets for equity in the access to water and health, that global approach, and we were able to develop a range of measures which was approved last March and is now being implemented. A range of measures until 2030. Out of 20 areas of the protocol, we established targets for 17 areas, 17 thematic areas of the protocol, which are a priority for the Republic. We designed 28 objectives and 43 target indicators for the safety of drinking water in physical and chemical terms, access to water, water supply. There are certain aspects to monitor the quality of water, the sources of supply. Also, within Area 20 of the protocol, we established several target indicators for access to information for stakeholders in terms of the quality of drinking water and a number of other relevant aspects. We have planned the development of a strategy of raising awareness among the stakeholders and the population about the quality of safe drinking water. This range of measures have not only ascribed numerical expressions to these targets, but we've also developed a number of measures to be put in place, those responsible for their conduct and financing sources, either certain budgetary sources, grants, in support of local budgets or from other sources. At present, I can report that our interagency group, made up with key stakeholders, has been engaged in developing methodology and calculation and accounting for progress in attaining target indicators under the protocol. In a few days' time, we're going to have another meeting to discuss that. And also this year, we are going to develop a report on the progress in attaining protocol targets and recommendations by WHO. I think I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very, very much, Alina. Thank you for a very interesting and very thoughtful description of the